Welcome to the ReGreen podcast. In this podcast series, we will explore the concept of nature-based solutions, the so-called NBS. The aim of the ReGreen research project is to accelerate the crucial transition toward equitable, green and healthy cities in Europe and in China by integrating nature as part of urban development. We will talk with experts from academia and businesses in the field to get an understanding of the international research, technologies and innovations, and the possibilities in a nature-based economy. Today's host is Marie-Yvonne Dalfeldt from Intergreen.
Hi there! Welcome to the episode 3 of the ReGreen podcast. My name is Marie-Yvonne Dalfeldt, and I will be your host for this episode, where we will look into the linkage between nature-based solutions and the UN Sustainable Development Goals. With me today are two experts on the subject, Daniela Rizzi and Shreya Utkarsh from ECLAY Europe. ECLAY, Local Governments for Sustainability, is the world's leading network to build and serve a worldwide movement of local governments to achieve tangible improvements in global sustainability. With a global network of more than 2,500 local and regional governments committed to sustainable urban development, ECLAY is active in more than 125 countries with offices on all continents. ECLAY works with local projects. At the European level, ECLAY has been helping European cities to showcase their activities and foster collaboration between them. Shreya, will you please introduce yourself?
Yes, so my name is Shreya Utkarsh and I work for ECLAY Europe. I work here since 3 years, mainly on the projects on nature-based solutions and biodiversity funded by the Horizon 2020 European Commission. I have a background in environmental engineering, and then I did a master's in environmental governance also at the University of Freiburg, and Freiburg is where ECLAY is based in.
Thank you, Shreya. And Daniela?
My name is Daniela Rizzi. I'm an architect and urban planner with a diploma from the University of São Paulo. And I have a PhD in landscape planning from the Technical University of Munich. And I work for ECLAY Europe as a senior officer for nature-based solutions and biodiversity.
As you might remember from the first episode of the podcast series, nature-based solutions are solutions that are inspired and supported by nature, which are cost-effective, simultaneously provide environmental, societal, and economic benefits, and help build resilience. Such solutions bring more and more diverse nature and natural features and processes into cities, landscapes, and seascapes through locally adapted, resource-efficient, and systemic interventions. Nature-based solutions must therefore benefit biodiversity and support the delivery of a range of ecosystem services. And why is ECLAY part of ReGreen? What is ECLAY's role in the project? What do you bring to the table?
So we are actually responsible for the knowledge base of the project. So that's why we have produced now a set of 14 fact sheets on nature-based solutions covering a lot of different topics as nature-based solutions and education, nature-based solutions and health and well-being, nature-based solutions and business activation, and et cetera. I think we covered 11 different topics.
ReGreen is one of these projects where ECLAY comes in quite strongly. We can generate a lot of resources that are relevant, good practices, inspiring practices that can come out of the cases that are out there, the existing knowledge that is out there.
We're also involved with the stakeholder engagement, stakeholder mapping in the ReGreen cities. Because ECLAY is a city network, we are very used to work with local governments. So we help cities to put up the processes that they need so that they can really achieve all the stakeholders, you know. So we have a colleague that is working with stakeholder engagement directly with the region of Paris, the city of Velika Gorica and the city of Aarhus.
If you want to see the fact sheets about nature-based solutions produced by ECLAY and introduced here by Daniela, you'll find them on the project website regreenproject.eu. Read more about the many ECLAY projects on eclay.org. The EU project of ReGreen promotes urban livability and the accelerating of the green transition towards equitable, green and healthy cities through fostering nature-based solutions in Europe and China. When talking about equitable, green and healthy cities, the UN Sustainable Development Goals, or SDGs, come into mind. Adopted in 2015 by all United Nations member states, the SDGs are an urgent call for action by all countries, developed as well as developing countries, in a global partnership. They recognize that ending poverty and other deprivations must go hand in hand with strategies that improve health and education, reduce inequality, and spur economic growth, all while tackling climate change and working to preserve our oceans and forests. With the help of Daniela and Shreya, we will try to discover how and why nature-based solutions and the UN Sustainable Development Goals are interlinked. So tell me, which Sustainable Development Goals are covered by nature-based solutions?
In the context of nature-based solutions, one statement that we would definitely like to make is that all the SDGs are covered by NBS, definitely. It might be that there is one which stands out and is highlighted in a particular case, in a particular context, but according to our analysis and according to our work on nature-based solutions and SDGs, we have realized and come to the point of understanding that it's not one or two SDGs that we can tackle with NBS, but all of them.
Foremost, the SDGs are an universal language. Right? So it is a language that is being spoken all over the world, and it's not very difficult to make a kind of alignment between the urban challenges that nature-based solutions can address and the sustainable development goals. I think, Marie, that it has to do with multifunctionality. So when you are thinking about nature-based solutions, it's never about one single function, never. So you will have a lot of functions juxtaposing, you know, in one nature-based solution. So this is maybe this nature of nature-based solutions is a synergetic one. So
it is a holistic approach. So as you know, that the SDGs are also interlinked. So taking that into account, we definitely feel that all the NBS activities do support SDGs, all the SDGs.
You will never have one SDGs. You will always have more than one.
But couldn't you say that some SDGs are more relevant in the context of nature-based solutions? And in that case, which ones do you think are the most important?
I think that's a very personal question, probably. I imagine that Shreya would answer it differently than I would, or other nature-based solutions experts will also answer differently. And in my opinion, of course, the SDGs that are directly related to nature are very important. So I would mention here SDG 15. And of course, the SDG for the climate action is also a very important one that, of course, we don't plan and we don't deliver nature-based solutions decoupled from climate action. It has a lot to do with climate action. But I also want to think that the social and the economic SDGs are also very closely related.
Here, I think I would really agree with what Daniela has said, Marie, because I definitely feel that there are so many linkages. And of course, it is dependent on cases. So, you know, NBS is a big term. And of course, when applied to a specific case, you can kind of highlight, okay, this particular SDG is what we are focusing and what we can contribute to. So it's really a case-specific question that you're asking.
It's very hard to choose, Marie, the most important ones, because there's many of them are important.
To me, when I think of nature-based solutions and sustainable development goals, I think that SDG 15 on life on land would be the obvious match.
Very easily, you can make a parallel to SDG 15. When you're talking about biodiversity, you're also meeting the goals related to SDG 15.
Biodiversity is to be coupled and is to be seen as nature-based solutions always. This was added in the definition of nature-based solutions to make sure that it does not get neglected. So, of course, this is primary for nature-based solutions to not be a monoculture. It's not about trees. It's about which trees. It's about how many. It's about what services it provides.
What about a more social SDG, such as SDG 5 on gender equality? How does that connect with nature-based solutions?
So with gender equality, when you think about the urban challenges, you definitely think more technical challenges, but there are a lot of societal challenges as to social cohesion and equality, gender equality, and so on. So in that relation, there was a case, or there is still ongoing a case in Spain, in Malaga, which deals with purification of water or water quality improvement, where you don't only include male employees, but you also give room to have more women employees come in and join, especially for the urban agriculture. So the water facility that is being provided by restoring or reclaiming the water is being directed into the agricultural fields. And there's more women who are involved in actually the agricultural practices.
That's a good example. Not only do you have jobs for women and women empowerment, which would be SDG 5 on gender equality, but there's also job generation, which is decent work and economic growth, SDG 8, and also using the wastewater to irrigate fields. That would be responsible consumption and production and SDG 12. So what about SDG 9 on industry, innovation and infrastructure? How does that relate to nature-based solutions?
We don't have to go through all of them now, but if you think about...
We do have answers.
We do have answers. It will be a very long interview if we have to go through all 17 goals.
Raya, go for it for number 9.
I will just try to think about what I think is the key to number 9, which is about infrastructure. And I feel the word infrastructure itself is related to so much to NBS, because when we talk about green infrastructure, that is the basis. So there's like a lot of work on NBS where they try to manage the old unused barren lands, or not barren, but even with like factories which are unused and completely abandoned, how to promote the utilization of such lands. And in that case, this existing infrastructure, so you could say that that NBS does not act only for green infrastructure, it acts in the center. It kind of links the gray and the green together. So it uses the gray infrastructure and applies greening on it. So there could be green roofs set up on these facilities. There could be social activities that could be encouraged in those areas. So there is definitely a clear link to between gray and green infrastructure that NBS promotes, definitely. So that's one example.
Yes, that's a very good example. And maybe to complement that, I think when we think SDG 9, what comes to my head is always innovation. And I must say that the range of possibilities here for enterprises to work with innovation and nature-based solutions is infinite. It's really, it's amazing how many enterprises are now popping up everywhere, not only in Europe, but also in other continents. There's a whole palette of innovation coming up with designing facades for birds, for pollinators. And this is all about innovation. It's about, okay, how can you bring all these insects back to cities and at the same time make it, you know, work on the trade-offs, because some people, they are not really towards biophilia, they are more like towards biophobia. So they're afraid of nature. So, but this is so interesting because there is so much innovation popping up in this field. So I see, like, when I think about SDG 9, I say, yes, it's time for new financing streams, for enterprises to really go deep and to take the risk and to really see the infinite possibilities of nature.
All right, now let's try to look at the SDGs connected to concrete examples of nature-based solutions. In last episode of the ReGreen podcast about the city of Aarhus in Denmark, we talked about urban forests. The forests here are supporting a high level of biodiversity, which corresponds to SDG 15 on life on land. They also serve to prevent flooding after heavy rains, which occur more and more often due to climate change, and that would be SDG 13 on climate action. Also, the forests are used to clean part of the water that runs from the city streets, and that's SDG 6 on clean water. Not least, the urban forests of Aarhus play a big role in the well-being of the citizen, which relates to SDG 3. Which SDGs could be including when implementing, for example, a green roof?
Ideally, a good green roof would touch on every SDG, all 17. I mean, ideally that would be really great if it would kind of help to reduce poverty at the same time. It would make it work towards helping people with better health and well-being, and of course diminishing the high temperatures in the summer. We always want to think about NBS as being multifunctional. So of course, when we think multifunctional, we automatically think about different SDGs being addressed. A good green roof, it's not a green desert, right? It's not about having lawn on the top of your roof at all. It's about having different species, different kind of plants where they attract different kind of insects. It's really about promoting biodiversity in the city. And if you promote biodiversity, you will automatically also touch upon different SDGs.
Biodiversity and SDG 15 are the obvious ones. But what about SDGs such as education and gender equality? How does a green roof touch upon those?
I think it's very easy to say how a green roof could help with education. I mean, if you have a good design in a city, you would really like to schedule so that schools and learning groups, it should not only be children, but also adult groups that want to learn about ecological processes and learn about the benefits of a green roof. I think we should try to schedule visits and tours for people to see this happening and see the different benefits. So education, I think it's a pretty straightforward SDG that you can establish with a good green roof design. So for gender equality, I think the narrative for how a green roof can help with gender equality has to be more thought about. But you might have possibilities for people to meet on the roof and have some activities related to gender equality, for example. Another possible way to relate a green roof with gender equality is, for example, to have parts of the roof designed really by female groups. Maybe you have also a LGBT part of the roof. Maybe I'm thinking here about colors, or there are many ways.
There are a lot of different aspects that can be targeted by nature-based solutions. You know, so there is an approach where we can think about how to engage all the different actors, but also unusual suspects into planning and designing, as well as, of course, implementation and maintenance of a nature-based solution.
Right. And then, of course, you have to keep in mind that you have the direct effect of nature-based solutions on certain SDGs. But before that, you also have the design and the implementation. And in these parts of the process, you can also touch upon other SDGs.
Yeah, like there are direct outputs for SDGs that are very straightforward. And other SDGs will be actually activated in an indirect way. So you can activate different SDGs in different phases.
Is it possible to monitor all these effects that nature-based solutions can have on the Sustainable Development Goals?
When we talk about nature-based solutions impacting SDGs, we have to see that it's not a direct accountable impact that we can measure when we talk about a particular SDG. It will vary in degree, it will vary in the extent that it actually touches upon these particular SDG that you're talking about. Of course, because we work on such projects, which focuses on such a wide range of cities and different countries and so on, it is definitely difficult to see on a larger scale how are the targets being met. So we have to make sure that these can somehow be monitored in a way that leads to evidence making towards the SDGs as well.
So tell me, what are your big dreams when it comes to nature-based solutions and sustainable development goals?
My dream is that you have a city department that is nature-based solutions. And then you have the other departments in the city, mobility, economics, jobs, infrastructure. So I would really like these whole departments to be organized under a big nature-based solutions department. The whole thinking of the city should be aligned with how we deal with and how we build with nature. And I would love people working with SDGs always being able to consider, can I put nature-based solutions here? Can I achieve this SDGs via nature-based solutions? But for that, people need to know what NBS is and they need to know what NBS is capable of. Yeah, my big dream is that every decision maker out there, that they know about the power of nature-based solutions.
Yeah, I totally echo what Daniela said. I feel that it would be great that at some point nature-based solutions become such a term which is not anymore a buzzword, but actually is integrated in all master plans and all urban development plans and in all activities. It becomes a go-to. So instead of thinking of a house with a concrete roof, if they could start thinking already that the green roof is part of it, so it does not need to be thought of as an extra. So this is what I would like to see. It's like killing our own jobs, you know. So that's what I'm like driving towards. In any planning activity, there should be a mention of SDGs. There should be an understanding. Anything that has to be initiated should go with the SDGs in hand, as well as NBS in terms of like having urban development in a sustainable manner.
We have talked about many SDGs and how they can be linked to nature-based solutions. What do you think? Are sustainable development goals and nature-based solutions means to a common goal?
SDG acts as a vehicle on which the NBS can ride towards the goal of sustainable urban development. So this is, at least in my understanding, the kind of relation between the SDGs and NBS moving towards the common goal of urban development, prosperity, and better nature and a natural environment for all to benefit from, and also for the nature to thrive, of course.
So I put on my small SDG pin for the interview. Do you think we should make an NBS pin also?
You should add a leaf to it. That's enough. That represents.
Thank you so much to Daniela and Shreya for this inspiring talk. We didn't have time to touch upon all SDGs, unfortunately. And I must say that it would have been interesting to discuss how, for example, SDG 10, on reduced inequalities, can be linked to an NBS. But I have learned that the UN Sustainable Development Goals are definitively interlinked with nature-based solutions. The subject of nature-based solutions is far from exhausted. So take care and stay tuned for the next episode of the ReGreen podcast.
This podcast series is part of the ReGreen research project, funded by the European Horizon 2020. Learn more at regreenproject.eu.